Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network. Come on, let's all go to the lobby. Because people are staring at us listening to these shows while we're in the theater.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome to Dream Realm Showcase, where we will showcase both new and old stories produced by Dream Realm Enterprises. We will present tales of wonder, tales of suspense, tales of fantasy and science fiction, and even tales of horror and comedy. You will find all sorts of stories here. This time, we are showcasing a tale of horror called The Whispering, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Sarah? Is everything all right?
Yes, I think I was dreaming.
Dreaming? Sounds more like a nightmare to me.
Yes, I suppose it was. Never mind. I'm all right now.
Perhaps you'd feel better after a nice hot cup of tea.
No, Jeffrey, I'm all right. I mean it. Just... you go back to sleep.
Well, what about you?
I'm going to get out of bed for a little while. I think a walk around the house will settle my nerves, and then I'll come back to bed.
As you wish, dear. Good morning.
Good morning, dear. Sleep well?
Better than you, I can imagine. You didn't come back to bed last night. I hope everything was okay. I was worried about you.
Not worried enough to get out of bed, huh?
I must confess I was being a bit lazy. And thoughtless, too. I'm sorry. Are you okay, Sarah?
Yes, I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm not irritated at you. In fact, I was hoping you'd stay in bed.
I needed to do a bit of thinking.
Oh? About anything in particular?
No, just things.
I see. Well, if that breakfast is for me, you'll have to bag it. I have to be at work a bit early this morning.
Oh?
Yes, seems Milligan has some big plan and wants to meet with the rest of us silent partners. I can tell you, I'm not planning on being very silent if he's about to suggest more expansion. Anyway, I must be off, I'm afraid.
Hang on, let me get a bag for this.
Thanks, dear.
Work, work, work. Not even time for a goodbye kiss, eh, Jeffrey? Oh, well. Please, no! Don't do this to me! No, this can't be real. It just can't be!
Yes, that's all you needed, Sarah, old girl. Just a nice, relaxing shower.
Sarah. No!
Sarah.
What do you want with me?
Sarah.
No, this can't be real. It just can't be. Please, leave me alone. No.
Sarah, how are you feeling? Watch out. We're coming.
No!
Sarah? Sarah, dear, are you here? Sarah, are you all right? What's the matter, dear?
I can't.
Can't what, dear? What's the matter?
I can't talk about it, Jeff. I'm sorry.
But why not?
You'll think I'm going crazy.
Oh, no, I won't think that. Come on, Sarah, talk to me, dearest. Won't you please?
She's here, Jeffrey. She's back.
She? Who? What are you talking about? You're not making sense.
Lily.
What on earth are you talking about, Sarah?
She's here. I can hear her whispering. She's been talking to me all day.
What? You need a doctor, dear. Let me call Dr. Clyde. She'll know what to do.
No, you mustn't. It won't help. She can't help me.
Look, Sarah, why don't you tell me what's going on?
Well, okay, Jeffrey. It started last night.
Oh, the dream. Yes, of course. Now, that was nothing, Sarah, dear. Just a bad dream. You can let it go now.
But it's not a dream. She's here, I tell you. I've heard her all day.
Now, look, I know this is the anniversary date of Lillian's death, and you have every right to be upset. But you just need to calm down. Here, I'll get you a drink of water. Then we'll talk about this. You'll see it all in a different light. Now just sit there a minute. I'll be right back.
No.
Sarah.
Please, go away.
Here you go, dear. Now drink up. This will make you feel better.
No, it won't help me, Jeff. She's here. She's in this room. I just heard her again.
I don't understand you, Sarah. That just isn't possible. Lily died 15 years ago.
I know. Don't you think I know that? Don't you think I remember? I think about it every day. I see her face, so helpless. And we did nothing. We let her die, Jeffrey. We sat back and we watched her die.
But she was dead already, Sarah. She was not coming back to us. The doctors said she was brain dead. They couldn't help her.
What if they were wrong? What if she wanted to live?
I'm sure she would have if she'd still been with us. But I'm even more sure that she would have wanted to be let go of after all hope had faded. We did the right thing.
My sister entrusted that girl to our care. We were responsible for her well-being.
We never asked to be godparents.
Lily was my sister's only child. What were we supposed to do? Throw her out in the street? You were happy when she had her accident. Happy that she was hit by that car. Happy that she suffered brain damage. And damned happy when they said she'd never recover. Weren't you, Jeffrey?
Now, how can you say such things? I'm not a monster, Sarah. I may not have been prepared to be a parent then, but I certainly never wished harm to come to that girl. You need help, Sarah. You need therapy.
I've had therapy, and I was over this. But then she came to me last night, and today. And she's coming for me, Jeff. She's coming to get us both for letting her die.
What utter nonsense. I was wrong. You don't need therapy, Sarah. You need to be put away. And I'm going to call Dr. Clyde right now and make the arrangements. I just can't take this anymore.
You do what you like. It won't matter. It won't matter. Because they're coming for us.
They? Who are they? Sarah, you're losing it. Yes. May I speak to Dr. Clyde, please? Yes. I'll hold. Thank you. Sarah? Sarah! Sarah, no! No, You can't have left me. You can't die. I didn't mean it. I won't push you away. I won't. I love you, dear. Please. Don't leave me. Who? Who's there? Lily! Lily! Oh, Sarah. You were right.
Oh, my! You were right.
Just heard The Whispering, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which featured in the cast Lisanne Hayward as Sarah and Jeff Niles as Jeffrey. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom. The associate producer and assistant script editor was Vince Staden. The post-production editor, sound designer, script editor, executive producer and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Dream Realm Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. This story was originally presented as part of the anthology series Selena's Dreams, which was also created by Jonathan Patrick Russell. And it's copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2006, all rights reserved. This has been Jeff Niles for Dream Realm Showcase. Join us next time for another incredible story.
You've been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
Hi there. Are you a fan of all things horror? Yeah? You are? Well, in that case, find Tuesday Terrors, which is the Mutual Audio feed that comes out on a Tuesday, believe it or not. Shock horror, I know. But if you subscribe there, you'll find amazing horror fiction audio in your player every Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.